All right, so whether it's regulating AI or reducing military spending, taking on the big drug companies, reining in cryptocurrencies, Congress does have a backbone should it choose to use it. And I'm going to play you a clip proving that right now.
You are asking the right question.
Thank
so
you.
The statute is Congress can say at any point, not an emergency, and that rolls back the ability of the Trump administration to do this up, down, red light, green light on tariffs. So we are going to have a vote on that in about 2 weeks. Senator Wyden and I have already introduced the bill on this. It's a privileged motion. That means we've got all 47 Democrats ready to go. The question is, a handful of Republicans are just going to have to make the decision. Are they here to bend over to whatever Donald Trump wants to do, no matter what it's doing to the markets, no matter how much? Listen to Jerome Powell. It's driving up costs for American families. It's going to drive up unemployment. It's going to wipe out small businesses. Or is your job to stand up for this country? And that's the question.
You were not going to get the votes. You're not going to get the votes.
We got it in the trade war with Canada.
Right.
It was the first crack in the wall.
McConnell.
We got four Republicans who crossed the aisle that gave us a majority.
But it ultimately doesn't matter.
What do you mean it ultimately doesn't matter? This is the law. I'm
because
still kind of Constitution 101.
No, but he has the authority, ultimately.
Well, no, he does not. That's the whole point. He does not have the authority if Congress does not let him keep this authority.
Declare
we can take
emergency.
This away.
Yeah. Can I get you?
He has declared an emergency. That's what gives him the authority. Otherwise, it belongs to Congress.
Okay, so I just love that. Elizabeth Warren schooling CNBC on, yes, Congress does actually have the authority to stop the president from doing certain things, whether it comes to budgetary matters or in many cases, foreign policy stuff. a friend of mine shared this with me yesterday, and I'm going to share it with you. Mark Twain once said, suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress. But I repeat myself. I just love Mark Twain. But and I do agree there are a lot of people in Congress, maybe a majority of members of Congress, who do not have a clue, who are not there with any kind of agenda that's going to help the average person. They're there because they. Here's the problem. When you apply for a job, you go in, you fill out the forms and all that. The application is almost always relevant to the position you are applying for, correct? I say that because I don't apply for jobs. Never have. Long story. But in this case, when you want to be an elected official, you don't fill out an application. You go knocking on doors. You put out advertisements, you march in parades. And yeah, it's at lower levels, that can often be all it takes to get elected is to make a good connection with people, is to get them to meet you, to understand you, to see that you are sincere, that you have their best interest in mind. And so, yeah, you're more likely to see people of good intent at smaller levels of government. But as you get into the bigger stuff, Congress, U.S. Senate, governor, it's tough. You're trying to make an impression on people about your ability to do a job that is really distant from the interaction you're having with them. And so, a lot of people who get elected anymore, either they have a bunch of money or they are willing to take a bunch of money from interest groups that may not have the public's interest in mind. And so you're applying to do work that you may not at all be qualified for, but you have a nice smile, you have your name going everywhere, you have some cute, clever, creative ads. Somebody needs to talk with Joni Ernst about that, and so yeah, you can get elected. You can get, as Mark Twain said, you can You can get a Congress full of, and again, I would not use as harsh a word as he does. He says, suppose you were an idiot, right? I wouldn't go that far, but the bottom line is you've got a lot of people in these positions who really don't qualify for the job. Elizabeth Warren is not one of them. She is as sharp as a tack, and she, I mean, she knows her material. I mean, Kathy and I and a lot of our friends working with Bold Iowa met her many, many times during the campaign in 2019. And I was always very, very impressed, even though we were hoping that she would be more conversant about climate change. I got to admit, she had it down. She knew what she was talking about. And when you see her in a format like that with three talking heads on a mainstream media, you know, show, and just not, I mean, she wasn't taking it. You know, no, you don't have the, you know, you don't have the power. It's all in the president's hands. No, you're wrong, she says. She's right. And she's right. They're wrong. And if you have enough people in Congress willing to stand up, and again, I definitely don't want to go as far as Mark Twain, but you know, if enough people in Congress realize that the direction that some of these policy proposals on the right want to take us, if they realize how bad those are, not just for the people affected by SNAP benefits or Medicaid, but for the country as a whole, for the and for the economic model that we have developed. And again, I can talk a lot about how I'd like to see major changes to our economic model. No, Gary, I'm not talking about socialism or Marxism, so stop it. When enough people start seeing where this stuff is going, you know, they may push back. And as Elizabeth Warren said, we saw that with a previous vote where Mitch McConnell and three other Republican senators voted against the majority in their party, voted against President Trump. And we might see that now with the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. We might see that in the Senate. We didn't see it in the House, although it was close. 215 to 214 was the vote. We might see enough pushback in the Senate. Probably not from Senator Ernst. Ernst seems to have put her faith in the her personal savior, Jesus, and the Tooth Fairy. And is not going to give a darn about what distraught constituents think about the impact of SNAP benefits being reduced or eliminated or Medicaid being severely cut. So, we probably can't count on her. But, you know, there may be enough other senators, both Democrat and Republican, who say, you know, we're going to stand up against this. This is not right.